and I wrote like 10 pages of stuff.
As you were talking, I'm like, oh, this is great stuff. I should be recording it. And I, of course, hit record right at the very end. But that was great. And we have some people who came on a little late, so I'll ask you to, came on, not late, but came on after you were talking about that. And so I'll have you tell that story again later, because that was really valuable and I think will be helpful for people.
Yeah. And that's one of my questions. Like, I have a question based upon that, too, so...
Good. Awesome. I did hit the recording, so we are already recording, everybody. It looks like I'll let you each say hi. It looks like we have three of you on the line right now. So go for it. Who wants to go first?
I have food in the oven, so not me.
So we have Hello. Marissa and we have Stacy. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how's everyone's day going?
Good.
Good.
Wonderful. And I don't know, trying to think who else will be coming today. Karen has grandkids in town, so she said she was iffy. I think Jessica usually works at this time. Sean is the only other one who may be coming on. We're going to start either way, but I'm going to text her. Stacey, Michelle, can I ask you to put us on mute while you're doing that, and then unmute yourself when you're ready to, you want to talk? There we go. Okay. Stacy, it looks like you've done that. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm wondering, I don't have anything really top of mind that I was going to do training on today. A lot of the things I was thinking of, I think, are going to tie into the workshop next time. And I was trying to look in the Facebook group and see what's been coming up most recently. So is there anything really dire that you guys are like, oh, like talking a little more on this particular topic would be great, because I'm open to whatever. Any ideas, thoughts? So what's the top thing? Stacey, I'm going to let you unmute yourself and tell me, like, when I ask you that question, what's the top thing that comes to your mind?
What's the top thing that comes to mind?
Yeah, on a training thing that would be helpful.
I don't know. I mean, as you can tell from my Facebook post, what I've been focusing on the past week or so is just my website. You know, just making sure that all of the pages besides the product pages have, you know, information which is reflective of my personality, my company's brand, and that each page has a call to action. So that's kind of what I've been doing and what I've been thinking about. So I'm not sure what the training is for the next time. I'm not sure if that in any way ties into it, but that's kind of what my focus has been.
That's awesome. It's interesting that you share that because, I've been working a lot on websites right now. We're getting ready to overhaul my website to make sure that it's really speaking to nonprofits and daycares and schools as much as it is to entrepreneurs, so that everybody can come on there and really understand what I do and how they can get connected, because so much has grown in my business in the past few months, and the website doesn't accurately represent any of that or engage people to get connected. And I'm also working on Shauna's website, and we're getting ready to re-release that. And it's interesting. And then I just did the a month or so back, I helped Jessica doing an audit of her website. So websites are actually a big thing top of mind for me right now. Marissa updated hers recently. I know Michelle's been doing a little bit of stuff here and there, has someone else working on her website. But definitely something that's top of mind. And the things that, so I can speak to that in terms of a training today because it has nothing to do with what we'll do next month. So that would probably be an appropriate kind of conversation for our training portion. The interesting thing, though, I find, Stacey, is that the things you said you yourself have chosen to go to your website and make sure all those things are consistent, those are usually things that people don't think about. And it's so important because you never know which page someone's going to come to your website from. So making sure every page has a call to action, making sure every page is clear and has all those consistent things that you were talking about, and that there's pages for everything you do. It's so, so important. So I commend you for taking that step on your own and going through that. And we can definitely spend some time talking a little about websites today, and I can share some of the things that have come up as I've worked on the recent projects. And and then, you know, obviously you guys can share as well because everything is just helpful for everyone. Marissa, what comes to your mind when I say, is there something you would love training? Oh, and to clarify, I guess, before I have Marissa share, what we're working on next month, I had mentioned it when we were together a couple weeks ago at the workshop, but it's going to be focused on starting that routine of 15 minutes of calls a day. And we're going to kind of connect the dots with what we did 2 months ago in Trello training, what we did last month in our networking and our power partners and how we can really collaborate for success, into now taking those two things we've already looked at and using them to make sure when we're making 15 minutes of calls a day, they're the most impactful that they can be. And then putting good follow-up systems in place for those calls and things like that. So that's going to be the focus for the next training. Is going to be a lot of that kind of stuff. So Marissa, what comes to your mind when I say what would you love some training on?
Well, my focus is a little bit different than probably everybody else on the call, and that is I am focusing on sales funnels. So determining, deciding what I want to put out there, and then how to track it or how to get people into that sales funnel. What's my products and service? And then all the different ways that people can get to those products and services, and really mapping that out so that when I post something on my Facebook page or on my website, it has purpose. If I do a Facebook ad, I know I'm not doing this ad just for this particular class, but there's even something else after the class. So you get introduced to one thing about me, you like me, I have something already in the pipeline for you to experience more of me.
Awesome. Very good. And that definitely can tie in a little bit with the websites and stuff like that. Definitely. And is that your question today, Marissa, that you were wanting to focus on your Q&A, or is that a different topic that came to mind because of what you were working on?
I guess. I think this is not necessarily the first time I've been on the call. But the first time I was on the call, we did something different. So this is really the first time I've been on the call. So I wasn't sure what to expect.
That's clearly, I haven't
read my stuff yet.
That's funny. That's right. So, yeah, good refresher at the beginning. So The way we did the call last month went really awesome, and I think it came into a nice system. I started at the beginning with a little bit of training on a topic, and it was easy last month. Usually I pick that topic by something that's showing up consistently in the Facebook group, and there's nothing that really hit me today. And last month I did it on Trello training because I knew people were really working on that, and we did kind of a next step. And sometimes it's a training that requires a computer. Sometimes it doesn't. And so that's what we did at the very beginning. And it's a great opportunity as people start coming in to make sure that, you know, there's that little bit of extra time for someone who couldn't get to the call right away. And then once we were done with that little bit of training, then we went in and each person asked a question they had. And I took time to answer that question for them. And then we wrapped the call up. And, you know, if there was any extra time at the end, which I don't know that we had less time because we had a good number of people on the call and everyone had a question. So, but if there was time, then we did more of, you know, does anyone else have any ideas for people sort of thing, which is what we did when you were on the call before that, Marissa, because it was just you and Michelle. So it was a little less formal, a little more time, kind of like, well, probably have today, which is good. So, a question that you put forth that the whole group can answer. So that would be a good one, unless there's something else dire that you want to get some feedback on.
No. That's where my message is, so I'm good with that.
Okay, awesome. And Michelle, I saw your comment, and let's get you unmuted. And
hello?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, it looks like the question you posted in the comment section kind of will tie in a little bit with the website stuff and what Marissa was saying with funnels. So tell us what you mean when you're saying virally packaging an e-course.
Okay, so this is
This is the question you want to cover today, right?
Yeah. So,
okay, awesome. Let me ask you to hold for 1 second while I ask a different question. Stacy, what you had pointed out about your website, was that I don't think that was really your question for today. I'm assuming you have another question, right?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about that now as you guys are talking. Website stuff is what I've been working on. I've been generally working on communicating with my customers, you know, online. So that's where the website comes in. That's where the, you know, newsletters, which I've been sending out, come in, my Facebook posts. I'm just kind of trying to think about that and doing that consistently and effectively. So I don't really have a question right now, but as we go through this call, one may come to mind. But it will probably be related to that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And so as I let Michelle continue, for both you and Marissa, there may be something that comes to mind. So I've been making notes. I'll make sure to cover sales funnels and those sorts of things. I'll make sure to talk about websites and then the integration with newsletters and Facebook. And I think a lot of them kind of relate. As we're going through, these questions come up, make notes of them, all three of you, and we'll get those covered. So, it looks like Michelle and Stacy are on the computer. Marissa, it looks like I just have you via phone. At some point, I may turn the screen share on and answer some of these questions visually, because sometimes that makes it, especially with these topics, makes it tie in a little more. So if you are able to get on the computer, Marissa, that may help. If not, it'll be fine. So
how do I get on the computer? Where am I going?
If you look at the very top of the Facebook group, there's a link to get on to the computer portion.
Okay, I'll try to get on.
Okay. So we get to the visual stuff for the sales funnels and websites that may help. Okay. Awesome. So Michelle, start telling us about
you cut out. Tell you what?
Tell us about your question. Go into your question.
Okay. So I know I need to be showing up online more. So I was sitting down to create videos and, or so I should say content for videos and an e-course that could be kind of the same thing that would be like a giveaway. But then I could also build upon as like a group coaching course or an individual course as well. So kind of playing into the whole funnel discussion as well. So my question is, I should have this finished by tomorrow because it's just kind of flowing right out of me. How do you virally package it? So, like, what's the best tools to use to, like, write it out? So if it's like a self-guided study course to kind of introduce what I'm talking about, how would you, like, put that together for people to want to download? And, like, so once I have it created what I want it to be, then what's that next step to get it online so people can then sign up for it and download it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. A couple things come to mind. One is something I've heard a lot of the people that, you know, when I'm in my own coaching programs and in the groups, what a lot of the coaches are doing is they'll take that content and they're using Fiverr and finding someone on Fiverr who will take that content and they'll make it into a nice ebook for you, or they'll make it into a nice, you know, one sheet. And I'm always a huge fan of using local designers for that sort of thing as opposed to going on Fiverr, just, you know, for a couple reasons. I mean, we're all working on our businesses, and we want our businesses to thrive, and I want the local designers to be able to thrive as well. And so I like supporting local in that way. It does cost more money, and is the money necessarily in the budget? So, right. You know, you come to those things. But the other thing that happens with Fiverr that's a downside is that, you know, sometimes you can get a really good one. My coach, she, when I was having this conversation with her, she's like, Michelle, why would you spend all that money? I work with Fiverr all the time. I have the same lady I use all the time. She does all my ebooks. They're wonderful. I think, you know, she ends up maybe paying her $40 and she sends it. And she gets great stuff because the person has a template. And, you know, she walks through this whole theory on how, you know, you're really, they like working in that way in terms of they have templated stuff, so they get to do it quicker and in volume. And, and you know, you're not really shorting them. It's a whole, you know, mindset part of it. But the other side, Karen Carlson recently tried that. So with her book cover, she really wanted a special book cover. She tried relaying to the person what to do, and the cover just didn't turn out that great.
Uh-huh.
And she was struggling, you know, because it's like, okay, you can have this cover that's not that great a product, or she could stop. She could work with Amanda, who was local, and have Amanda really put that heart and care into her piece.
Uh-huh.
And create that. So I guess I share all that because there's two different options there. You know, there's also the option of doing it yourself. So, I mean, if we talk about the two options I was just mentioning, with Fiverr, if it's not something that really matters, that's really near and dear to your heart, and you have a volume of things to do when you're first starting your business,
mm-hmm.
that could be a good approach. But then, like, the reason Karen shifted during her process and she went to work with Amanda on that is because she knew that she was always going to have to look at this book. And this was her first book she was birthing, and it was connected to her emotionally. And so that's why she moved that way. Now, I have a whole bunch of things I'm going to need done as my programs are continuing to develop. And at some point, I will work with Amanda or another designer to get those things all looking pretty and perfect. But I know that right now, it doesn't matter if I have them pretty and perfect or if I, you know, if I'm spending the time on that, because I have other things that need to be done too. And so that can actually wait. So for me, that's a 2017 thing. So you have to assess it. Now, there's also the option of doing it yourself. I personally, I have design background, and when I have professional design software, and when I go in to mess with that stuff, I get so sidetracked, and I end up spending a lot more time dealing with it than I would if I just gave it to someone like Amanda who could do it quickly, or I just sent it to Fiverr. But then you have, you know, it's the cost of one versus the other. Do you want to spend the time explaining to someone what to do, doing it right one time and letting them continue to work with you, or do you want to spend the time yourself figuring it out? Now, we've mentioned before Canva. A lot of people mentioned that the one time. I don't know if you've used that yet, Michelle, but if you use Canva, if you're wanting to do a lot of it, if you have a lot to do and you enjoy that kind of stuff and you want to be doing it yourself, Canva is a really good resource. And actually, I will go to the computer version at this point. Let me pull it up and then share my screen so you can see. Because a lot of people like yourself have been talking about it, and I'm like, oh, let me see how it is. Let me screen share. So I tried it. Okay. I still came to the same point with myself that this isn't what I want to spend my time on. I would rather give this to a designer, but each person's different. So Canva is free. You can come in here for free. Can you guys see my screen right now?
Yes.
And it's really cool because you can pick one of these things that you want to do. So when I wanted to do the Facebook ad for the recent promotion, you can come into Facebook cover. And then you can, you have lots of different templates you can choose from. It's a simple drag and drop. It's showing you where your picture is going to be. And then you can click and you can change colors, you can change fonts, you can put in whatever it is you want to put in. It also has a paid version, which I want to say was maybe $12 a month. It wasn't much. If you're planning on doing a lot of this, I would recommend you pay for the $12 a month, because what it did, I upgraded to it for about 30 days and then realized I wasn't going to use it. But what it lets you do is, it lets you upload your exact color codes for your brand. It lets you upload different logos that you have. It lets you resize things. And sometimes it does it well, sometimes it doesn't. But like once I had the Facebook cover, I did one for like I said, I haven't used it that much, but people who have been loving it. And it's mostly people that don't have any design background. So I did this cover here for Facebook, for my business page. I hit the buy button, and I said, I want the same thing for my other social media channels. So when I did, it created this so it shifted it a little on its own, knowing what it should be like.
Gotcha.
It created this one for YouTube. And they all look kind of the same here, but when you upload them to the channel, in my mind, they look funky. Like, I know they would look much better if I had given it to a professional designer, because there's so much fine-tuning that has to happen. But when you're doing things quickly and stuff like that, this works really well. There's tons of people. You can do a social media post. You can do a presentation, a poster. And, again, this is all free. The only time you have to pay for it is if you pay for that $12 version so that you can resize things once you do it, or so you can keep your branded stuff in there. But I know lots of people just doing the free version. So this is a great software to check out.
Cool. Okay, so once I get it designed and created, then what? How do I get it online? And for
step? Once you get it designed and created, I'm going to stop sharing at this point just for the later viewing, but once you get it, Elaborate on your question. What do you mean? You mean, like, what's your process?
Like, do I need my website person to code it and put it on there for me? Can I have it linked to, like, my Facebook business page? Like, do I have to have a separate, like, squeeze page website put up? How do people get it?
Yeah, so those are all options. It really depends. Each person's website is going to be different. So you have a web person that you're working with who works on your stuff, and we're doing free pages for you and things like that. So, yeah, so that's a good first place to go, is to talk with your web people. Okay. I have these, what's our best approach? Going to putting it on your Facebook page, there's a couple things that happen with Facebook. So Facebook likes original content. So if we were talking about a video at this point as opposed to a print piece, your process would be to put it on your YouTube channel first. Then from the YouTube, you would take the code on YouTube and you would put that on your website. But you would also then, when you're working with Facebook, you don't want to just then share to your website or share the link to your YouTube page. You instead want to actually upload that video to Facebook, because Facebook's going to share your video more if you've uploaded it originally to them as opposed to put it there from the store. The other reason with YouTube, why you put it on YouTube and then your website, is because YouTube is part of Google, and your Google Analytics are going to be better if it's connected through your YouTube channel as opposed to putting it directly on your website. Now, once you're working, you know, this is the next part of the conversation is for your web company in terms of what is it that they do for you that you're not going to have to pay for, and what is it that you would pay them for, but you can actually do yourself, and it's really quick. So, and in that case, you know, a lot of this stuff you can go do yourself on your website. If it's part of their service, I would let them do it, so it's one less thing on your to-do list. But if it's not, then you want to go ahead and do it yourself. If they're charging you,
yeah.
You know, see if they can show you how to do it yourself, because it's simple most of the time.
Okay.
Now, in terms of the print piece, though, so the print piece, Ideally, it's on your website as a document that they can see, that they can download. I know for myself, I use MailChimp. So we're actually in the process right now of changing my my opt-in. And so the opt-in usually gets auto-emailed through MailChimp. And so you would put it in MailChimp and put a link in your MailChimp email to where they can access it. And a lot of times they're going to access that as a file on your website so that they're going to your website and you're getting more web traffic that way. And then MailChimp will give me a code that then gets embedded on my website and says, click here to get my free offer. So once they click that, I'm going to go back to screen share because I was actually just doing this for another. Let me pull up a couple websites to show you as samples. A couple websites that I was just going over with my web people yesterday, showing them how I wanted it. So you can see here at the top of hers, this code right here comes from MailChimp. And then you give that code to your web people, and they put it on so that it shows up that way. And then when someone puts their name in here, MailChimp, because the code came from MailChimp, MailChimp automatically emails that out to them. Now,
okay.
On my current website, how I have it done, it also is a code through MailChimp. So I got a code right here. When I click this, my form comes up for them because I wanted more than just a couple things at that point. So the form comes up. Then as soon as they fill out this form, MailChimp automatically emails them, and they're automatically on my list. So, and like I said, in mine, when they get their email, there's a link that takes them to the free video they get. So So that's how all of that, and again, talk with your web company because it'll depend on how they think, you know, that should happen. And then for Facebook, what you would do is if actually MailChimp should have a code too that lets you put it on Facebook and lets them get onto the list from Facebook, and you could always do a Facebook ad with that too if you wanted to. Yeah, and here's one more sample of someone else. I don't know why my internet's running so slow. Yeah, here's another sign up, and it was just simple sign me up here, right on here. So just a couple other samples for you.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Michelle, may I make you say something?
Yes, please do.
It's not about what you just said, but just the websites that you showed.
Yeah.
And this is in, more so in response to something that Stacy posted. The first person, her call to action said, I need it, which I thought was very different than email me, yeah, that one, or need it. That's a very different call to action because I've been looking, ever since Stacy posted it, I've been thinking about what's a different call to action, something you can say instead of register, email, sign up. I like that. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. There's lots of different ones. So what I'm trying to figure out with my website currently is just pulling together information. I went to people's websites that I knew I really liked. Like her homepage here is pretty cool. What I like about this picture is it's very powerful, you know, and it's like it conveys a lot in terms of messaging. So I found certain things that this actually talks a little bit more about the website stuff and to show you some of those things. This one here was one that I picked. Are you seeing the screen here now, Stacy? Because I turned it back on, right? You can see it, right?
I can see it now.
Awesome. Okay, so with this website here, and anybody chime in when you want to and shut me up, to be very blunt. Because I want to hear you guys talking a lot. I don't want this to just be me talking at you. I want it to be interactive like Marissa interrupted before. So this website here, I like a lot of her ideas. I like her photos. Like this is such a nice, engaging photo. And this makes me think of Stacy's thing that she posted the other, just yesterday, how different that ad is with the photo in it. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, here's Stacy's very first one, if you didn't see this post. And the suggestion came from Jessica to put a character in. And Stacy's immediate thought was, well, it's such a small thing. I don't know that I can do that with the content. So as we all kept saying, no, put a character, then the content was changed. And look at the evolution just in those, and just the difference. And I thought, how cool. Talk about the power of the group. So, you know, the pictures on this website I'm showing you kind of made me think of this and just the power of photos. But here's a nice engaging picture here that she has. Here, you know, she's always doing, like, crazy things. And so these are the kinds of things we'll be pulling into my website. But this similar sorts of photos, but this one here kind of gives a good example of photos on hers. That's a video print shot for her video, but here she is holding one of her books with a neat kind of picture. Here she is holding another, a different pose, and another. And when you look at her content, like I'm doing VIP days, but you can't really tell on my website that I am. And so on hers, I love it because you can come here and you can see exactly what is involved. I love this picture. You can see exactly what's involved in her VIP day. Here's a nice little call to action, and not necessarily a call to action, but in explaining, like, why you would need it. Here's the problem. Here's what you need. She talks a little bit about, you know, why you might need this versus one of her other programs. She gives some visuals. She shows exactly what they get and then shows the investment, and then here's the call to action and the fact that she has a limited number of spots on where she does this. So that's one of the good parts of this website is, you know, things like that that she does plus the photos. Beyond that, her website is so totally cluttered, and it's so busy that I don't know what the heck she wants me to do, and I get overwhelmed when I come and I look here. So that's one of the downsides, whereas when you look at this other website here, it's so nice and clean. It's not cluttered. I don't, like, feel overwhelmed when I'm coming to the site. I feel calmed, and I feel like she has this great power and presence. And when you go down and you look, this is nice because you can see three different things she does, and you can click on them, and you can get support. So the way that we're doing mine is because I help nonprofits in one way and I help entrepreneurs in another, but there's overlap, this is actually going to be a second page thing for me. So on the cover here, they'll have two buttons. One will be nonprofit, one will be entrepreneurs. And if they click nonprofit, or let's say they click entrepreneurs, they'll immediately come to a page that looks like this and lets them see how they can work with me. If they click nonprofits, it'll be a similar page, and it'll be the three different ways I work with nonprofits. It's nice how she has testimonials built in here. Like, the bottom of each page seems to have a testimonial, and then this has a little more information about her. I like how she has the word connect here, too, as opposed to contact, and that's really in line with my branding, and so I'm going to be borrowing that idea from her, which, you know, I know her for my coaching, and she's all for any of the borrowing. That's how we all continue to succeed. But, you know, it's nice and simple. You can see three different ways to work with her. You can see about her and then frequently asked questions. On here, similar, you can see cleanness, and this person goes into small companies and nonprofits and does a lot of training and facilitation, and it's more in leadership kind of stuff. You can see some of the different topics, and so this is actually something I'll be borrowing as well in terms of ideas for my website, is breaking down the different types of things, the different topics of all the different workshops I could come in and do. So that's kind of cool, too. This here, this might be in terms of free offers and sales funnels. You can see this is a good example of how she does that here. So this is her sales funnel program. She has make three change movements, and she has get the manifesto. And she talks about what are three changes and three change Monday mission. And you can click on here, and you can get links to any of the past stuff. And she just has them right on here free. And when you click it, it pops up to a different page. So in terms of process, Michelle, when you're asking, how do you do that? So she has them clicking a link, and then she's bringing them to a new page on her website. And then you get information on there about that. I don't know, I can't tell if she has this as an autoresponder. I do know, receive a copy by entering your name in the boxes below, and then you get the document. Oh, here was the bundle. So each one of these was a different topic, and this is what I clicked yesterday. I clicked here to get the bundle. And so the bundle from each topic was put into a PDF. And here's her PDF. And again, this is all just sitting on a page in her website for free. And if they want the entire manifesto, they put their name in, and then they get on her sales funnel. And then she'll continue to send them newsletters. They'll continue to be connected. But this is one of many tools I'm sure she's using for that. Now, the cool thing that you want to remember at the ends of these kind of pieces when you're doing them for free is you want to put information about yourself. and kind of like that speaker one sheet stuff so that people know, and then some testimonials and some calls to action. So that's kind of cool. So that's one of her free things that she's doing to drive people in, and you can see that that's in there. Sign up today to get started. And it's just a free thing that she does just to add value each time, and these people then get on her list. And a lot of times, too, with these things, people will have, they're only opening it during a certain time. So registration's currently open. This program seems like it's over, but there was a time where it wasn't open yet and this was still on the website. And then it's, you know, this is for you if this is for you if not, and here's your program experiences, what you're going to learn each week, and then some testimonials. And if you're ready, let's sign up for a clarity call. So these are the kinds of pages that I don't currently have on my website. So we're in the process of building them so that now that I know what all these programs are, let's get them out. And then similar to Whitney's thing here, I have my three free videos. So in terms of building that list and that sales funnel, every time I go out and speak or every time I'm at a networking meeting, I will say to people, you know, I have a lot of great resources on my website, and I have a, you know, a free membership portal. I'd love to give you access to that, and then you'll get information from me on an ongoing basis to give you thoughts about things that will help you in your business. You know, can I add you to that list? And they tell me yes at the networking meeting, and I come back and I add them to the list. So, and usually they're qualified people that I'm asking. I don't just say it to every person out there that I know might not be my ideal client, but I find the people at a networking meeting that I think could be good networkers, good power partners, and I add them to the list that way. And when I'm speaking, I get them all added to the list, and then they get the free thing. So that's kind of, when Marissa and I talked in our accountability call yesterday, Stacy, we were talking about sales funnels a little, and we were saying now that she's starting to do a lot more speaking, it's important to make sure to always capture every single name so you can be in touch with them. I know that. I teach that. I've done that throughout my career. However, when I started ramping up my speaking a couple years ago when I was just starting my business, there was too much to do with starting the business, getting myself out there, and servicing clients. And so I dropped the ball on keeping my communication going consistently. So now I'm in the process of, there's people on my list that I've met, and I don't necessarily remember them. And I'm in the process of cleaning them up and going through that whole big bucket of cards like you guys have talked about before. And having that fresh start so that every person I meet moving forward is always on this list, and this list is super big. It's hard to do that. So if there's something you can prioritize out of everything else, you know, as you're making those calls and getting those great contacts, it's consistently keeping in touch with them. So I heard a lot of you at the workshop saying that you now have started getting your newsletters going again. And I was so proud of you guys because that's such an important thing. And that's how you stay in constant communication with them. Like Stacy was saying, she's been focusing on the website, focusing on the newsletters, and then the Facebook posts too. So my newsletters and my Facebook posts have been very dead in the past, gosh, since January. And I got them very active again from Thanksgiving through the end of the year, busiest time of year, and I was very consistent, which was interesting. But since then, there's just been too much growth. And the upside, though, even though I have to kind of start at square one with that, I still have people on there because my list is so small. It's, I don't know, it's less than 200 when I say small. It's more than 100. I don't remember where in there it falls. But I know all of those people. So that's the beauty, is that even though I wasn't keeping in constant communication via email or Facebook, I'm seeing these people all the time. I've kept those relationships going that when I now focus on 15 minutes of calls a day and I pick up the phone, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in so long. What's been going on in your business and your life? It just instantly recharges that so that I can now pick up being consistent again. And because I was so good in the beginning with the in-person networking stuff, it's not going to really matter that much. I can get those processes in place and I can move forward. But that's because I didn't totally blast my list. I intentionally said, I know I can't handle this right now. I know I'm not consistent. I don't want the whole world to see me not being consistent because that's not in alignment with what I teach. So I purposely kept my list low. Now that I'm ready to be consistent and ready to move forward in that way, then I will build my list and it'll be good because it'll be in alignment. So those are a lot of the steps with the sales funnel and how to track it. So MailChimp, you're all using MailChimp, I believe, right? I think you're all using MailChimp. I'm going to pull MailChimp up for a second. And there's so much that can be done tracking-wise in MailChimp. And so I've done a couple things in here. And let me see if I can figure out a way to tie this into next month's training, too, a little bit. It might be good. But what I have been doing in MailChimp, so like, person's name. I'm gonna let me pull up. Who do I know I put something on? Let me find Beth. Okay. So you can see when I pull Beth up right here, I'm getting lots of different Beths. This newsletter here is showing that because I bet you I mentioned Beth in that newsletter. But in MailChimp here, you can come in and you can put notes about people, and it keeps track of your conversations if you turn this on. So if somebody, when you send out your newsletter, says, hey, that was a great newsletter, and they respond to you via email, which happens to me a lot, if you have this turned on in MailChimp, you'll be able to come in here and see those conversations. There's also
Michelle.
Yeah.
Is that was a free or is that a paid version?
I think this is a free version. So I don't know that for sure. So any of you who don't have the paid version, if you pull yours up and see different, let us know. It's interesting that you say that, free versus paid version, because the paid version of MailChimp is only $9.99 a month. $9 or $10 a month is what I pay, and there's such value in that because you can't do automation without that. You can't get your, you can't send somebody the list stuff that we talked about when we were showing at the top here. Put in this code from MailChimp, and they'll automatically send that first email out to you. You can't do that without paying for the paid version. And the paid version at our volume is only like $9 or $10 a month. It's very inexpensive, and there's so much value because it also ties in with e-commerce. And you can put different goals in here. There's so much built into MailChimp that we don't use. And like Trello, this is going to be a training I end up putting in an offering later. But let me show you guys. So the my opt-in here, my opt-in gift, as soon as they get it, it automatically goes out. They send it at the top of each hour. Over here you can see how many people got it, how many people clicked on it, how many people opened. So when you talk about how do you track it, MailChimp's doing all that tracking for you, which is good. When you look at, so the videos that you guys are getting once a week, we have that built in here too. I don't know why this is a negative number. I haven't been able to figure that out, but there's 42 opens that have happened with the video series. We've sent 108, and 17 clicks have happened. So when, in terms of tracking, I can look into that, and I can see, oh, who's watched their videos and who hasn't? So we can easily look at that kind of stuff. I don't want to say if I cared, because it's not that I don't care, but that's not where I want to spend my time. For me, it's much more valuable to pick up the phone and to say, hey, Stacy, have you watched the videos yet? Instead of, ooh, well, let me look and check up on my clients, because that's not the way I work, and there's not value in that.
I have not.
And it's okay. It's so totally okay. Back to, you know, another website point is making sure that you know what your messaging is and that you try to pull that across most of your pages, like Stacy mentioned earlier. So one of my messaging points is that I'm not that coach who's going to be in your face, because I'm not, that to me isn't helpful to my ideal client. I was sitting with someone the other day, and we were doing a SWOT analysis, and in their weaknesses, they said that they were lazy sometimes. And I'm like, tell me about that. What do you mean when you say you're lazy sometimes? And the person said, well, sometimes I just don't feel like doing stuff for the business, so I don't. And I'm like, okay, but what else have you done that day? Like, we push ourselves so much, and we think, okay, we got to do a zillion things, that when we come in and we have a smaller amount of things done, we automatically turn that into lazy. When it's not lazy, it's we're expecting too much of ourselves, and we need to be more realistic and give ourselves that downtime and build ourselves up so we can be more effective. So a lot of coaches out there in that situation would say, well, yes, you need to work, 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 and that's how this is going to happen. And no, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, you've had a lot of crap going on in your life, and I know why you haven't watched the videos yet, and that's okay. And when it makes sense for you in your life, we will do it, and you will do it, and you will be better for it. And so that messaging and that point is going to be carried throughout my website so that the person who does need, you know, I've talked with people before, and they do need a coach who just kicks them in the butt because that's what they need. They can tell by looking at my website, I'm not going to be that coach. And then they're going to find the coach that's the perfect match for them. You know, so there's some people who really like that approach. There's some people who really don't. And it's, okay, here's who I am. So totally okay that you have not done that, Marissa. You guys can see in here, though, that lesson one went out and 12 subscribers received it. There's none ready to go out. Same thing for lesson two. I'm going to scroll really quickly down here to our current ones. So 12 people got catch-up week number eight, or got catch-up week. 12 people got it. And for those, if anyone is on the call now listening and you haven't watched this week, very short, definitely watch it because it's that boost in the arm that you kind of need that says what I just said. If you haven't done stuff yet, doesn't matter. You know, that's not what this is about. So so definitely watch that video if you haven't. But surprise just doesn't show this here. So usually what it will say next is who's in the queue. So there should be down here 12 subscribers in the queue because everybody who got this should be getting this one next, and they'll get it Monday at 5 a.m. I don't know why that's not showing. Oh, because it's not here yet. So, oh, because the email's not written. Start email. There we go. Now if I view the queue, see? So you can see those are there. So the 12 already got it, and now they're getting it next. I can't do that if I'm not doing the $10 a month option. So, and I think, I really think it's only $9, but anyway, without that, you can't do this kind of stuff. And I'm going to pull one other thing up here really quick because if I want to create an automation, so I think this is a nice visual in terms of sales funnels. I want to add an automation. It's going to give me all these different options. So I can do one that's a specific product follow-up. So after someone buys a product, I can ask them for a review. I can, and these are e-commerce related ones right here, I can do a follow up on any of these things. And these are like kind of pre-set up things where you go in and you change your content, but they have the programming figured out. Reward your best customers with sales announcements and coupons. If somebody left the cart, send them an email automatically, and it connects with Shopify to be able to tell you that. Get your customers re-engaged who haven't purchased in a while. And that's the e-commerce integration. I don't know if there's an extra fee over the 10 a month for e-commerce integration. But then in nonprofits, you know, who are your most generous donors? Send them a special message and add an automation for that. And when you get into these, you know, if they're renewing their membership, this is where I have the course series. This is, I set that up through this. If students need re-engagement or tips, you can do that, or a welcome for students. And they have them kind of pre-set up. Send a follow-up after a listener purchases music from your store. This is stuff set up for music, for bands, for software. Here's a pre-launch. Engage your users with new product information and features. Here's stuff related to your list. So you can do a welcome message. That's when they first come onto your list. You can educate them. After someone signs up, send them a series of informational emails. So this is the next thing I'm going to be doing. So once somebody comes onto my list, they'll get an email a certain number of weeks later that gives them information about the coaching club. They'll get another email a few little bit later that tells them about the business plan program, the Magnify program. They'll get another later that talks about doing a VIP day. But they'll get automated things that come that I don't have to remember to do. And again, for the $9 a month. So it automatically knows once they're on that list, do that. And it can also connect once you've sent a newsletter out. There was one in here, I don't know if it's in down here, custom integration. There's one in here that was once you send a newsletter out, if they click a link in your newsletter on your website, they will automatically know, and then they get sent an email. So all of this automation stuff is what comes with the paid version. So to the question before, in the person's name come with the paid version, I don't think that's part of the paid paid version. I think that's totally free. It's just keeping information on your contact. And being able to see that stuff. But I created a separate list. So sometimes we go and we speak, and people don't want to be on your mail list. So I created Z&B Consulting Not On Newsletter. So these are for people who, they don't necessarily want to get my newsletter. They don't want to see that kind of stuff. But I know I want to keep in contact with them because I know that they're a really, you know, they're one of my referral partners or something like that. So I keep them on this list here so that, oh, I was just testing it to make sure I didn't accidentally email someone before I started putting people on the list. And it worked, which was good. So the idea is that when I want to send something out or reach out to a bunch of people who I know are referral partners, I can automatically get in touch with them that way, but they're not necessarily on my regular newsletter list. Oh, and I guess I was right. I have 200 people on there. So, yeah, so hopefully a lot of that, I'm trying to look how to track, how to put people in, that's through the autoresponder. That's getting that autoresponder done on the MailChimp. And let me, account, billing, monthly plans, or credits. So here's the different, you do pay as you go, but the monthly plan, yeah, it's $10 a month. And then once you get to a certain number of subscribers, it goes up. But if you have fewer than 2,000, you can send up to 12,000 emails a month absolutely free, no expiring. And, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, $199 a month if you want pro, which none of us need. That's more for businesses and companies, and it's got my social profiles connected. But, yeah, so you could see here, 2,000 subscribers, startup. Growing business would be here. This would be the $10 a month. And this is where, oh, 25 a month? No, we don't need that. But would still be startup. Yeah, they changed their pricing. MailChimp's built-in forms. Up to 2,000. No, no. Okay. Other questions while I'm poking around here. Know why it would be more than $10 a month now. Very odd. So any of you, you know, that do have it, you should be able to, here you go, upgrade more features for as little as $10 a month. That's where you get the automation, and you get to deliver by their time zone as opposed to yours. So to get the automation, that's the first upgrade. Paid feature. Yeah, that's the $10 a month. So I don't know why it's not showing me that, but showing me the price, but that's shows you what it is for there. So what other questions do you can see in here what's paid and what's not. So you can still segment your groups without paying. Yeah, it's really that automation, and that's where the power really is. Like I said, I think there's going to be some classes I'll start doing later, like I did with Trello, on really using MailChimp automation because there's such benefit there and power. So, what other... We talked a lot about websites, newsletters, Facebook posts, sales funnels. What other questions you guys got for me? What ideas and thoughts do you guys have that you want to share? No one wants to share any thoughts? No one has any more questions? You got something, Stacy. You unmuted yourself.
Not really. I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking. And I unmuted so that when I thought came, was ready to come out, I would be unmuted. Again, I'm just thinking about what I'm doing. I'm just really, really working on giving everything I do more of my brand and more of my personality. So another thing I'm doing is I'm having these photo shoots with kids. You know, I had the first one last week with Melissa's daughter. I have another one coming up second week in August with about 4 to 5 or 6 kids. So I want to make sure my website and other materials have a lot of pictures with different kids who look different using my products. So that's another way I'm trying to get my message out there. Even people, you know, I want my my clients and potential and prospects to see my products in action as opposed to just still photos on my website. So I'm trying to do more of that.
I love that. That's such a good idea, and that's so smart. Very, very great idea.
And then another thing I'm doing, you know, I've been asking people to send me video testimonials. But what I'm going to take that a little bit a step farther. I've been reading a lot about online marketing, and I recently have been reading a lot about testimonies, and I want to get testimonies to be a little bit more focused on exactly what I want them to say without asking them, you know, without with the testimony still being authentic. So right. I read about basically, you know, after someone receives a product, basically you have to almost interview them and write down what they say, and you ask very specific questions to elicit certain answers. Again, you
Absolutely.
Want them to be truthful, and you want them to use their own words, but you know, I have to ask my questions in a way to get the type of information that I really want to use. And so,
right.
for example, you know, Michelle, you'll be getting one of these surveys or interviews from me soon. I used to, on my website, have a testimony page where I just listed feedback from emails that I would receive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, I'm now going to pepper these testimonies throughout my website in different places, on other promotional printed material, on Facebook, on Instagram. So I'm not going to just have a testimony page. I'm going to just pepper it all over the place. And again, it's going to be very, very specific types of testimonies that I want to use. So.
Absolutely. You know, that kind of makes me think of something. So one of the ways that I'm keeping track of a lot of that stuff is through Trello. So you guys can still see. So in Trello, I actually cleaned my Trello up, surprisingly. But so I go in and I have this storyboard, and, you know, like, so if I'm going to be talking to a nonprofit about helping them with large purchases they have to make, I, like, have a couple notes of stories throughout my career that would help click them that way. But I have one for messaging. So results clients get. Like, I was working with someone on, I think, on packages and pricing. And through the process, they said, oh, my goodness, this really has helped me with boundaries so that I can speak more intellectually and I don't agree to do things for little money. So when I hear a client say that, I automatically type that down, and then I go and I put that on my messaging board. And this was something I saw on Facebook, and I liked the short bio that the person had there. So I took a link so that when I'm working on updating my bio, I can go back and I can see it. So I'm just wondering, Stacey, as you're working with those testimonials, if having a board for testimonials and just different ideas as they're coming up, or as you're waiting to receive one from another or whatever, if there's some way that could be helpful for you.
You know what? I think you're right. I think that could be helpful.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
It was, I'm trying to think, there was something in here for Facebook and blogs, but Facebook, but yeah, as I have ideas for the business page, like you could even, like, you know, I've seen in here, and I don't know that I've shared this with you guys before, but in terms of Trello, there's a whole, like, help section and a whole ideas board. It's amazing the different things people are doing with Trello, that you can get ideas from other people. And there was one thing I think that they were sharing, and it was kind of a Facebook post board that was like, okay, on here was your week. So Mary works with people on putting together a social media calendar, and, you know, I'm able to help clients with that too. You can easily do that calendar by having a board in Trello and, you know, having it be like, you know, here's this week or here's this month or here's what's on Facebook and here's what's on LinkedIn. So But scheduling those things out and having that schedule in Trello could be helpful too. I don't know what idea why I had that there. Oh, so one morning Ben came in and he made me eggs for breakfast while I was working so busy, and this is the beginning of the summer. Every summer it's always been like, oh God, these kids are home. And it was nice at the beginning of the summer to not only feel that way, but to also have my 8-year-old make me breakfast. So I right away took pictures and then I put it on the blog about how kids can actually help you out in your business. And you can see I didn't have time to write any words or anything, but I just put the photos in Dropbox so that when I did have time to write that actual blog, I would have that information and the photos to go with it. So, yeah. There was something else when you were talking, Stacy, that made me think of something that would apply to everyone right now, and I don't remember what it was. All right, so we just lost Stacy, and it's seeming like we're probably at a good time for ending the call. So, Michelle, Marissa, anything else before we wrap the call up? The last thing I ever want to do is keep people on unnecessarily. Hopefully this was helpful today.
Nothing for me. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and hopefully this was helpful. Did this address a lot of the sales funnel things, Marissa? Is there anything else there that would be good to talk through?
It gave me some ideas. I just have to really sit down and figure out what I want to do, what I want my free offer to be, and that, because I forgot I have to have a free offer on my website, and so I just have to think through what the sales funnel needs to be, as well as what the sales funnel, what my products are, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Can I jump on that?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is kind of what I was telling Michelle when we first started the call. I had talked with Jen Bogaisky yesterday and was like, what do you do to create? Because she's created some really cool things lately. So she told me to separate your time a little bit, so give yourself creation time versus work time, and to also separate your spaces. So sit in a place where all you're doing is creating versus sitting at your desk or computer where you would be doing, like, the working. So I did that this morning and sat in my bed with a cup of coffee and wrote for, like, an hour and a half straight.
Okay.
So now I'm, like, almost done with this free, like, e-course thing that I've got going. So that could be a way to help you just get the stuff out of your head.
Okay.
So that was super helpful for me.
I will try that. Thank you.
Do not try. Just do.
I think. Kind of along those same lines, I do think I remember what I was going to say before to Stacy, and I think it was probably more a Marissa thing, but I was just saying I couldn't remember before something I wanted to share, and it just had to do with connecting with people, that when I was mentioning before that when I meet someone at a networking meeting, I'll say, hey, can I add you I have free resources. Can I get you connected to that? And in adding them there, that a lot of times it's, that conversation will happen beyond just, it's the people that are met at networking meetings. It's a lot of, that's where I think it came up with Stacy. It's, you know, Stacy's trying to meet a whole bunch of different wholesale stores. And so it's making sure that when that phone call is made to that potential wholesale store, and if they're not going to set an appointment now or they're not going to be interested, at least getting them on your list and saying, hey, I have this community. Can I keep you connected? And so sometimes that may be a list, like I showed before, how I had two different lists, you know, a list of people you're keeping updated. So, and that ties back to what we did at the last workshop for everybody. I mean, we all thought about who are these partners that are working with the same people. So it may be that that bank person who would be good for you to come in and do some partnership things with, they might not want to actually be on your newsletter list, but they might want to be part of your referral communication, you know, your referral partners, and, hey, I'm doing this. Can you send this out to your people? So it's just making sure as we start reaching out to lots of people that can help connect us with the right person, if it doesn't set up in an immediate appointment or it doesn't set up in immediate stuff you're doing together, that we get the permission to stay in contact with them, and then we intentionally stay in contact with them, because that way that person, you know, that phone call that you just made wasn't totally wasted, you know. So, and there's such great value in that. And sometimes it might need to be different communication they're getting than your regular newsletter list, but that's okay. So I think that's part of the sales funnel as well, is you're sales funneling not only people who might need your services, but people who can help refer you to other people. So
that's true.
Awesome. So, yeah, capturing those, especially if we're going to be reaching out to the people we want to collaborate with Success for, we want to stay in contact with them just as much as we want to stay in contact with the people we're speaking in front of and everything else. And for most parts, the communication could possibly be similar. The more you make your newsletter to apply to both groups, the better it is, as long as it still seems relevant to both of them. But it was something I talked about on the co-op live this morning, was making sure, you know, if you have a newsletter list that appeals to both groups, someone who's not interested in one thing is constantly reminded, oh, yeah, she does that. I know someone I can connect her with. And so as long as you're doing it to where it's not seeming irrelevant and they're still, both groups are enjoying it, it then streamlines your process to combine them. So awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming on today and for your time. I appreciate being able to spend part of my afternoon with you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. This was great.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye-bye.